U.S. officials say they have taken a small but significant step towards keeping nuclear material away from rogue states or terrorists. Yesterday, in a secret operation, authorities removed more than 100 pounds of uranium from a reactor in Serbia. As NPR's Steve Inskeep reports, it was just one of many sites that worries the U.S. government.
This reactor remained in place so long that it outlasted both the government that donated it and the government that received it. The Soviet Union equipped the Vinča reactor in the 1950s. The government of Yugoslavia wanted to develop a nuclear energy program and also nuclear weapons. The reactor shut down several years ago, but the facility remained packed with weapons-grade uranium all through Yugoslavia's violent breakup. The U.S. military took care to avoid the area when it bombed nearby Belgrade in the 1990s. Early this year, Laura Holgate visited the facility. She's a vice president for a nonprofit group called the Nuclear Threat Initiative.
It's a lovely facility, actually. It's in the hills above Belgrade. You travel through vineyards and orchards and little villages to get to it, and then you turn off a small side road, and it's sort of surrounded by forests. You pass an armed guard, one armed guard, on your way in to the facility.
That single guard watched a building that stored more than 100 pounds of highly enriched uranium, enough material to make two nuclear bombs and part of a third. Laura Holgate has a photograph of the uranium, about two dozen cylinders, each encased in aluminum, each cylinder a little smaller than a football. In the picture, a man stands beside the uranium wearing street clothes, no protective suit. The stuff is so well packed that someone who bought it or stole it could have safely moved it with very little expertise. To avoid any chance of a hijacking, more than 1,000 Yugoslav soldiers guarded a convoy that trucked the fuel to the airport yesterday. Decoy convoys moved in other directions. U.S. officials have been wanting for years to move the uranium to a safer place, but only now were they able to try. John Wolf, the Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation, says the U.S. was able to negotiate with a new government that replaced Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic last year.
Willingness of that government to work with the West on this issue or on war criminals opened up a door, and we went through it very quickly.
It still took months of negotiations. Russia, which supplied the uranium, had to agree to take it back. Russian scientists will now dilute the material so it's much harder to make into a bomb. Yugoslav officials had to agree to give up uranium that initially seemed to be worth selling on the open market. John Wolf says the Yugoslavs also wanted help with the facility they still own, a reactor site contaminated with 2.5 tons of spent nuclear fuel and other waste.
They had highly enriched uranium and nuclear waste, and they needed to be sure that the nuclear waste, which was going to be left behind, was going to be stabilized, well protected, and wouldn't become a concern for the people of Belgrade.
As part of the deal, the Nuclear Threat Initiative is paying $5 million to start a cleanup. The private group founded by media executive Ted Turner is donating more money than the U.S. government. U.S. and international officials say the Vinča reactor is just one site they're concerned about. Melissa Fleming of the International Atomic Energy Agency says there are hundreds of research reactors all over the world.
Generally, research reactors are used for civilian programs. However, the concern is when a research reactor is using highly enriched uranium, which is weapons-grade uranium, that it could have a dual use.
The U.S. is now paying to remove weapons-grade fuel from reactors it financed in unstable nations in Africa and elsewhere. It was part of the competition for influence during the Cold War. Melissa Fleming says Russian officials are just beginning to focus on reactors they financed.
Places like China, Libya, Egypt, North Korea, Romania, Belarus, Uzbekistan.
In a few months, U.S. officials hope to remove some highly enriched uranium from the Uzbek reactor. For U.S. officials, the reassuring news is that most of these facilities have very little weapons-grade uranium. The ominous news is that many of the host countries remain hostile to the United States. U.S. officials concede that negotiating the Vinča deal may have been easy compared to the deals the U.S. still hopes to make. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.